had just a list of questions that I was asking a range of hunters, just so I could compare.
Okay.
A lot of the answers. So you said you guys built these three trails.
Three, yeah.
So when did you guys start working out there?
April is when they usually start. Mm-hmm. And Little Kubak and Eugene have started over here. Over here. We helped them. That's why it split three ways here. And then Jake, they started kind of late. We helped them also, because that's Thomas, my oldest son, father-in-law. Mm-hmm. We all ended up helping them. Mm-hmm. And then we started this with Pernigyok and Akivok.
Mm-hmm. So you said that this trail eventually got extended out.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So,
as you could see, there's a trail that went to the last one we worked on.
Mm-hmm.
It was flat, so they just, instead of coming all the way ashore.
Mm-hmm. And why did you guys decide to hunt down here?
We always hunt in front of Siksika, which you call Hollywood now. It's a feeding area. My father-in-law, Roxy Uyala, been a whaling captain from early 50s, late 40s, early 50s, and he always go over here.
Mm.
That's where the feeding area is. And we still go there every year, except this year the ice never cooperated. It was too thin, so we end up in front of the gravel pit, tried to anyway. We stayed there. Never went out. The lead never opened.
Mm, so you guys used this trail, or did you guys build another?
They had one trail this year. Is this this year's?
Yeah, this is this year.
Okay, they had one trail that went out. We used that one.
Mm.
But we were in, our boat was, after this rotted out, our boat was over here, and we never went out in front of the gravel pit.
Yeah. What did you say the correct name for Hollywood is? Or the?
Siklukak.
Write that on there. I don't know how to spell it, but do you know how it's spelled?
You should ask my wife.
Yeah, well, I can't spell.
I can't spell either.
Well, I'll figure it out later.
What's her name? Who's that executive director for science?
Tupnik?
The Bass.
Glenn.
Glenn's wife got...
Oh, Anne.
Anne got all the names of these.
Okay.
I got to help her get the names in front of Barrow.
Mm.
But she's got a map with all the names. She would be helpful. Hello. No. And Mom's got the truck.
Achoo.
Anyway, I have one upstairs, maybe. But Anne would be the one, if it says Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
Monument. She's got all those names.
Okay.
But I'm supposed to help her for the creeks in front of Barrow later this year.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I can ask her. And so you said the ice tent down here was too thin.
Yeah, it was too thin.
Mm-hmm.
So Bayumaks were there, and you could see the black streak or it was the water shows through the ice. And there was a lot of that down here, and it just got rotten early.
Was that just the water melting the ice from beneath?
Yeah, from underneath.
Yeah. Did you guys have any trouble with cracks down there?
There was some cracks, but like in the past, it never broke out. We were hoping it break out, but it never did.
Mm-hmm. What about, was this area down here well grounded?
Yes. Yeah. Down here, it's still grounded.
Hmm.
You could see this kind of thick ice. It's not really thick. It's, and then the Ibu is down here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think they show up a little bit.
Yeah.
Is that typical in this area, since you've been hunting down here for a while, to have it be good, it be well grounded?
Mm-hmm. It's been in the past. We used to leave our boats out here in back of these Ibus in the past.
Mm-hmm.
But this year they were along the coastline.
Mm-hmm.
There was two or three Ibus in front, okay, but the ice was thin, so we stayed close to the shoreline when we left our boats.
Mm-hmm. I noticed a few, because I was out here a couple times this year, and I saw these ridges that were kind of coming in towards the coast. Is that, I haven't seen that before. I was wondering if that's common to have these ridges that are kind of perpendicular to the coast?
No, not really. It's usually to the north.
Yeah.
But apparently this was an open area and then it will here.
Oh, okay.
And then got kind of solid voyage, it will down here finally.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense, yeah.
We were at, yeah, we took the trip to Nunavak and then they came and picked up supplies.
Yeah. Is that common to have your trails be melted from beneath like that, like you had this year?
No. The ice never got thick this year, even in front here. There was some evil here.
Mm.
It never got thick. This was, especially this one, it was real thin ice. You could tell from the photo how thin, how white this is.
Yeah.
At Nuvuk, it's solid. This is flat ice that indicate there's going to be a lot of black spots because it's so flat. Like at now, right now, going to Nuvuk, you
yeah.
could see how flat it is at in front of Niksirak.
Mm.
Here, really flat over here.
Yeah. So when did that happened this year that the ice got black? Is that mid-May or after?
It was flat from January on. It never went out this year. We thought it would get thick. It never got thick.
Mm-hmm.
It just came in with young flat ice. And it's not the ice that we get in December, January.
Yeah.
It just stayed because it was in the front, solid, or it couldn't move out.
Yeah.
But it was still a young ice. And then this thinner ice came in right here. It never went out either.
Mm.
Slush ice.
Yeah, I heard a lot of people talk about the Mubilik slush ice. There was kind of a problem off
yeah.
Barrow and off Gnarl.
Mm-hmm.
Did you guys have...
We had it over there, too.
Yeah.
We had a lot of slush ice. Well, it just go against the ice. We were hoping it break off. It never break this ice here. It just sheared along the side.
Mm-hmm.
And it never built up.
Mm-hmm. Is that common to encounter that type of ice? Because I saw it a few times when I was out on these trails. I saw this wall of slush mm-hmm. moving
yeah.
down the edge.
It usually goes out when the wind is right. The wind never got right. It was from the southwest wind.
Mm-hmm.
Nigekpak, we had that all springtime where it brings the ice in, and this year it kept it in. It never opened up.
Mm-hmm.
There was so much ice out here, as you could see, where it couldn't move out.
Yeah. So when was it that you guys moved to this
we
show?
Moved.
Which week was that? Do you recall?
We moved here first or second week of May. It must have been second week of May, because we stayed out there late. And when we moved, we never went out in front of the gravel pit right here. We never went out. Our boat was there, our land boat was there, but we never went out.
Yeah. So then when did you actually stop hunting?
We came up about the third week of May, somewhere around there.
Mm-hmm. Was that because the ice conditions were bad?
Yeah. To show you how bad it is, we built a new umiak and also had a new skin on it. It never went in the water.
Mm.
That's how bad it was. So, this was one of... I've seen it in the past where we only get 3 or 4, like this year, Atlantic whales.
Mm-hmm.
But this year is different from the past. The ice is so thin all over here, you couldn't pull up the whale, and the head had to be removed to butcher the whale. And it took so long, I think only one whale, the first whale was the only one that was able to get the meat and the inside of the whale, the heart and intestine and whatnot. The others took so long to pull it up because of young eyes. They end up cutting the head too. The head was never retrieved.
Hmm.
And a Kribok's whale waiting to be pulled up. We never pull it up because the ice came in too when they were drawing it to thicker ice around here. They were trying to get it to the thicker ice.
Did they got that whale down here somewhere and then they pulled
yeah.
it up?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. So did they have to butcher that in the water?
Mm-hmm. That had happened. We have to take the, to be counted as landed, we have to take the fins and flippers out and part of the mukta to be considered a landed whale, and they do that in water. It's been done in previous years, but never this bad, where there wasn't solid ice to pull it up. You could have pulled it up anywhere, but the ice was so thin, you couldn't pull up the size of the whale they got.
Well, one of the things that I was wondering about, because the last few years when I've been up here, it seems to me that this ice down here is behaves a bit differently than up here off Barrow and Gnarl, and I was wondering if if you see, you know, in your lifetime that this down here is usually different than the ice off town.
It usually is. At times we go to Olekpa, as far as Olekpa, but the ice was way out to even try to make a road. We went as far, even though we knew the ice was thin, but that's where the whales would be in front of Sikhlikov, in front of Hollywood. So there was quite a few crews that went down there from number 8, you could see 8, and down there was at least Sobayumov 4, 6, 7, maybe 9 to 11 crews here. Then we all moved this way, springtime.
Yeah. So people moved from here up north when it started to melt from beneath.
And in front of Nahl.
So what would you say? Is there typically more open water down here than off town, than off Nahl?
Yeah. Yes, it tend to be. In the past, this year it just stayed solid, and they had a little bit of open water up here where they got the whales. When it closed here, it's open here. When it's open here, it's closed here.
Does that have to do with the currents, or
the current and the wind? This year our currents didn't work. It didn't control the ice. The wind did.
Yeah. Well, another question I had relates to how people decide when it's unsafe to be out there. I mean, you've already mentioned that the ice sometimes melts from beneath. Mm-hmm. But are there other things that you typically see happen throughout the spring that leads to ice conditions that are...
Trail gets rotten too early, because if they have catch a whale, you could work it down to young ice where it breaks through. Because as you know, where they break trail is the only way you could go out. If there is a blockage of open water where you have worked your way through, even going to flat water, and there's opening right here where the road is, then you would quit using that road and make another trail, or use the closest trail and make another trail. When you can't, you work your way, like we did this year, towards Novuk. It depends. There was only one trail for APC and Aries that went in front of Nahl over here. And a lot of people end up using it, as you could see. When people that were already here and people that, the whalers that came in from Hollywood area to here. So it's not only the thawing out, rotting, it's the usage of a trail from the skidoos.
Oh, so the more they're used, the more they get chewed up.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense. You said that, I know that there are place names for the different creeks or streams along the shore. Are there any, do people give names to the areas out here on the ice?
No.
No.
Just where they happen to be in front of Nunavak. The only ones we use is Nunavak, Sikhlikok, and Natirinak is in front of. This should be.
This is Napara.
Natirinak, yeah. And then Olekpa. Those are the main three, main four. Nunavak, Sikhlipkak, Natirinak, and Olekpa we use. And then over here they use the airport or in front of Brauerville or in front of Gravel Pit, Brauerville, and in front of Nal or Tuline.
Mm-hmm.
They hardly go out in front of Niksira. They go to the point, then Nuvuk.
Mm-hmm. Was it a lot of work to put this trail in right here? Cause I
yeah, they worked on it maybe a couple of weeks. It took a while.
Yeah.
Because you had two or three ridges to go through to break to the open water. The front seems flat, but there were a lot of ridges starting real close to the shoreline going up, and a lot of ice that just didn't build up to be pressure ridge, but enough to have to be broken down to make a trail.
Mm-hmm. Did you guys find any Pekuliuk? Or old ice along down this area?
Only one this year. There was nothing down here I knew of. Only one which is still out there is in front of Barrow.
Mm-hmm.
Almost by the shop one and shop two.
Okay, just off of like Napa?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay, I've seen that.
That's about the only one they talked about this year.
So do people typically want to see that old ice around?
My wife been wanting some. We never got her any.
Mm-hmm. All about the water?
Yeah. It's best drinking water that we know of.
Are there other benefits to having your trail or your camp near?
No. When it break up, if it hits that Pekaluyak, that fresh water ice, that Pekaluyak cracks up real easy. It fumbles first before any winter ice does. They always tell us when the ice break off not to gather at the Pekaluyak. Because it's just going to crack up real easier than winter ice would, or break up.
So it's not safe to be camped on?
No.
On that ice. Okay. Was there anything else unusual that you noticed about the ice this year that's different from how it's been in the past?
The ice was young, and there was too much slush ice that didn't move out.
Yeah.
That was the main one. Usually you have winter ice that comes in, and the slush ice have open water to move out. It was none of that this year.
Mm-hmm.
It just was stationary, where the slush ice never moved.
Yeah. Were you guys ever out here and you saw the ice coming in, you had to leave, or?
No, they were not. Maybe once.
Mm-hmm.
For not even 24 hours.
Yeah.
Our crew never got to go to the ovulate. Other gurus like Harry Brower, Panigyop, and Eugene Brower got to go out. There was just a small window, not even 24 hours, where they had to pull back.
This is a tough year, huh? See, I think. Yeah, I think that was all I wanted to talk about.
Your aunt should have about this size map. She wants to work with the one about Barrow, but she's got the names starting from Nunavak of the creeks all the way here. But she wants to do the names for in front of Barrow, like where the gravel produced, that's Atutira Rock. Where dry cleaners is, that's Ukkokse. And then the ones between Barrow and Brownville, there's names. And the one by the dumpster, the one by the camp, there's names. So those are. I've seen a map. I know some of the people without the map know the names. Right to Nuvuk.
Yeah. Have you ever gone whaling up here, like north of Nuvuk?
No. I got a whale 1 year, and Pirinik was the only place open. We took our whale there, and the ice came in shearing in, we had to pull back, and good thing we had almost finished butchering the whale, but we never had turned it over, and we lost our whale where we butchered over here by Pirinik. But my father-in-law, he's been in his lifetime being taken out 4 or 5 times in front of Pirinik and Nuvuk. So he never took us out here. I was whaling with him from 70 to 91. We never go this way. We always go right here. And when I got my whaling crew, I was used to going here instead of Nuvuk. I'm always going by Sikhlum.
Yeah, well, that sounds like a good reason.
39 years, that's the only place I've been whaling.
And so, when you said it gets sheared off here, is that ice coming in from the east that shears that off?
From the north.
From the north.
Because this ice stays stable. Somehow it always break off by Nuvuk over here and coming from the north.
Well, thanks for taking time to talk with me. I appreciate it.
Yeah,
it helps us to understand kind of, you know, we've been studying this area, and it's, I think when you talk about the hunter's observations, we learn a lot about how the ice and the currents and the winds behave in this area.
I was hoping the current at least worked this year like it done in the past. It never. If the wind don't do it, the current will. And what we always hope for, the Ungalak, it just stayed. The ice never moved. There was no place for the ice to move. because it's when it's ungalap like that, he'll take care of the young ice, take it out, and the slush ice never happen.
So you say when it's what, Ungalap?
Ungalap, the southwest wind.
Southwest wind. And so in this area, do you typically want this stuff to break off closer to the beach?
Yeah.
Yeah. And is that typical to have the ice closer to the beach down in this area? Or is it generally further out?
Further out. It's always further out because for some reason, it's always winter ice down here in front of Olekpal, all the way to Sekhlukok, or close to it, like this year, where it was blocked right here, just before it got to Sekhlukok. But it started coming in closer to shoreline from Sekhlukok towards Nuvuk. That's the usual practice. It didn't happen this year.
This one's from, I think this one here is from earlier in the year. And you can see how, just as you said, there's that. Well, actually maybe that's further down. I think this is further down here, but this one's from March 29th, and this image is from May 16th. It didn't change a whole lot between these 2 days.
No. 2 months. It's was terrible this year. New umer didn't hit the water. But I told the boys to put it away. No, we're going to put it in the water 4th of July.
Is that what they're going to do?
Just to boat race, yeah, because the price is for participating, I think it's 50 gallons or 25 gallons, and placing top five, you get it in trumps, so that's what.
So it's just a paddling race?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Is that on the ocean, or?
Ocean. It's always in the Arctic Ocean.
I haven't heard of that before.
Depends on if there's open lead in front of arrow.
Yeah.
But usually there is by July 4th. There's a map from IHFC with the Inupiaq name of the winds, north, south, east, west.
I have a copy of that, although I don't have it in my mind yet, but I do have a copy.
But it tells you, and the in-betweens, southwest, northwest, northeast, it works. When you have it in front and they'll tell you the wind in your belt, most of the majority of the whaling crews. I have to learn it again. I was born up here, but I was brought up outside. I spent 13 years in Lower 48. So when I came back in 70, I had to pick up everything. I still have problems with the currents. I have to use that map. I have it upstairs. I refresh myself every spring. My wife tells me, "You learn anything? No, we have to learn again."
Well, that's good.
I know what they're talking about if I hear it on radio.
Yeah. Well, that's the way I am. With all the stuff I'm doing too, the science, I have to relearn it every year because it doesn't always stick in my mind.
So, you're not the only one that have problem with spelling. I'm bad.
Yeah, spelling's tough for me.
Okay, what do I fill out?
Let's see. Well, first, this just. All this stuff's required from the university. This basically is just acknowledging that I'm going to use this recording just for research purposes. For no other reason.
I got to keep my...
let's say 26, I think. Yeah.
I feel good.
And then on the back is just... It's asking, we're going to write up a scientific paper, and is it okay if we use your name?
Yeah.
Okay, so, just see. This is giving us permission to say that we talked to you specifically.
I always put the full address on there.
Yes. And then this is the university, our business office will send you a check. This type of section is all you need to fill out. And then if we ever talk in the future next year, we won't have to fill this out again. We'll be continuing this project next year.
That just down here?
Yeah. Or if you want, I can fill that in later, because you've already written it.
Oh, here it is. I was doing one for passport. Good thing I found our old passport, because we can never find our birth certificate. I used mine recently, but...
I think that if you're okay putting that in there, then it's kind of ridiculous that you have to do this for $50, but the university always likes to make more paperwork. Yeah, thanks a lot. Mm-hmm. Hey, if you'd like to keep these, you can, otherwise... I don't know if you have any interest.
I had one upstairs, but at least a spare.
Yeah. You can have it.
Okay. I've been telling everybody. They could have at least waited till we finished going out, because they always tell me, you never finish. I know. It's the photo they took.
Well, the way I did it, we drive out there with the GPS. And the day I was there, it just stopped.
Yeah.
So you guys must have finished a few days after.
Yeah, we started with these and then 2 hours less.